And time now to take five for your community at WAMW. Well, speaking of Sheriff's Department and authorities, we have two officers with us now. We have retired officer Steve Riney from the Washington Police Department and Sheriff's Deputy Mike Heschelman from the Daviess County Sheriff's Department. Guys, good morning.
Morning, Dwayne.
Thanks for coming in. It's Cops and Kids time now. We don't want to put anybody in on alert or anything like that, but I guess we kind of do. Folks, we need your help as we get to the big day coming up on Thursday. Steve, donations are still desperately needed.
Yes, we're just about a little over half of what we need for these kids this year, so anything that anybody can help us out with, we'd really appreciate.
Every dollar that you donate is going right back to the kids.
That's right.
Every single dollar. And these are local students from the area Four Rivers and Head Start programs.
Yes, we have 194 children this year.
Yeah, they've added an extra Head Start, haven't
yes.
they?
Yes, over at the Y. There's 18 more, I believe.
Even more kids, which means your help is needed. So we don't have a big drawing this Saturday night. We had a big winner, so you could use that money maybe that you were going to spend on the drawing for tickets and donate it to a great worthwhile cause, the Cops and Kids program. 19 years, is that right? Am I right? I see, 1991.
No, this is going to be 26.
26?
Yeah.
26 years this has been going, and each year, unfortunately, the need arises with more and more kids.
It really does. It does.
Mike Heschelman, you've gone shopping with these kids for how many years now?
12, I believe.
And each year you see firsthand, they go for the toys, they like the toys, but they also do some shopping for their siblings, and they get the necessity items like the blankets and coats and all that good stuff.
Right. When we pick up the children, we're given a list of clothing items that they need, whether it be a coat, gloves, regular clothes, and we try to get everybody to go to the clothing aisles first, get those necessities before they ever go to the toy aisle. We try to spend the majority of the money on clothing and then get a couple toys for the kids also.
It's really great to see. Again, the kids love it, and it's all about building relationships with the law enforcement and these kids too.
It really is. We've got I've probably got close to 100 people signed up this year to help, so that'll help keep the ratio of cop per kid or firefighter per kid down, where they can shop and the guys aren't really babysitting with a big group. They can do a lot of one-on-one with the child, and I think that will help in the future. These children, when they grow up, they'll have a better outlook on law enforcement and emergency service people as a whole.
And, you know, we're talking about not just law enforcement, but as you said, firefighters. How many different agencies in all?
I don't have an exact number yet, but I would say anywhere from 12 to 14 different agencies. I have people coming down from the prison at Carlisle to help. We have some people coming over from Illinois, Evansville, different areas, and with the local guys and gals also, probation, community corrections. Everybody just kicks in and helps.
And we want to say you've had some organizations really step up with big donations that you certainly appreciate.
We have, but the smaller donations aren't coming in this year for some reason. We've had a couple of like you said, larger donations, but that's about it right now. Besides the clubs that have kicked in, the American Legion and the Eagles and the KSC and so forth. We've got some money from the villages at Oak Ridge that gave us a nice donation, but we still need more. We're just a little over half of what we need to buy what these kids need.
So please help out. Do what you can. Dig in. It's a great way to give back. It's all about giving over the holidays, and help out the Cops and Kids program. As we're going to put a smile on almost 200 youngsters' faces comes Thursday morning. The best way to give, Steve Rennie, at this point is how?
You can contact me or go to the police department here in Washington, Lagodi PD, Daviess County Sheriff's Department, Martin County, Odin Police Department. Just anytime, anywhere you see a police officer, give him some money, tell him it's for Cops and Kids, and they'll get it to us so we can get it in the account.
Probably too late to get in the mail. Well, if you get in the mail today, it might still get
there
in time.
Yeah, I'll get it in time, but because I usually wait till Friday morning and go out and pay the bill anyway. Hopefully we'll have enough money where we don't bounce a check.
And what is that? What is that mailing address?
My mailing address is 2235 North County Road 75E in Washington.
2235 North County Road 75 East.
Yes.
If you want to make a donation and send it via check, you can do that. Again, the Cops and Kids will be shopping this Thursday. Mike, what's your plan for the day Thursday? You're going to start out what time?
We'll start them on the escort at...
about 10:15.
Yeah, and head out past Purdue up to the highway, run through. Of course, it'll be a noisy trip. We'll be running lights and siren all the way with the kids to give them a good time. Coming across 50 into 57 intersection and then out to Walmart for the main convoy coming from the Head Start here in Washington. We'll have Four Rivers coming in from the east side with an escort. And then, of course, Martin County will be coming across the bypass and then coming into Walmart. So during 10:20 to 10:30 time frame, the intersection at Cumberland is going to be very, very busy and slow. So kind of avoid that if you can, unless you just want to watch the parade come through from the sidelines.
It's a great way to get into the Christmas spirit, though, just to sit and watch the kids smiling.
We do.
Yes.
We invite people that donate to come out and watch, and people have told me throughout the years that they really love it, to see the kids' faces light up, and it really gets people into Christmas spirit when they see this.
All right, so again, please dig deep, do your part to help out. Donations are still desperately needed. If you'd like to help out the Cops and Kids program, see any law enforcement officer, you can drop them off at the police department or sheriff's department. And the big Cops and Kids shopping spree will be this Thursday, guys. Thanks for all your efforts with this program. It's always a lot of fun and a great event. We wish you the best of luck on Thursday.
Thanks,
Dwayne.
Take 5, a service of the Emerald Place in Washington.